The committee behind an initiative to create open primaries in Arizona has come out on top of several legal challenges. Just last week, a Maricopa County Superior Judge ruled the Legislative Council that Wright's descriptions of ballot initiatives wrote a misleading summary of Prop 140. The Make Elections Fair Act. The council has been instructed to rewrite it. The Arizona Free Enterprise Club also filed suit against the initiative, claiming it violated the state's single subject rule, but that was rejected by another judge. Frank Knapp, with the group Business for Democracy, says his group supports the initiative as part of what he calls a vibrant entrepreneurial economy in Arizona.
It is the free enterprise applied to our election system. And if what works for the economy, it will work also for the election system. I think the public will have a better product that will have a more efficient, more effective government that is more interested in problem solving.
The Arizona Free Enterprise Club has appealed the judge's decision to the state Supreme Court. Backers of closed primaries say they ensure only members of a given party will influence that party's nominees. Knapp says the current system doesn't make sense for Arizona, where independent and unaffiliated voters are the largest registered voter bloc in the state. Knapp says the initiative would make political races more competitive and give all voters the freedom to choose between the people vying for office. He adds the state's closed primary system means election outcomes are dictated by around 20% of voters in the Republican primary and 15% of voters in the Democratic primary.
Most seats in the House and Senate in Arizona are safe seats, meaning that whoever wins a primary is more than likely going to win the general election. That's not very good for democracy.
Data from the Scholars Strategy Network finds because of the lack of voter participation in primaries, those who do turn out tend to be more ideologically extreme. This means when a general election rolls around, moderate voters must choose between more polarizing candidates. For Public News Service, I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.